Today on Tech Daily, smart appliances. So many things around in the home are getting smart, from TVs to fridges, audio systems, air conditioners, and even light globes. Now, as this trend grows, internet security company Trend Micro says there's a few things to think about in this space, including when it comes to choosing your next smartphone. And on the line I have Tim Falinski from Trend Micro Australia to explain. G'day, Tim.
Hi, Andy.
Now, firstly, Tim, let's talk about the smartification of the home. What's going on in this space?
Back in the days, Andy, you know, we all had TVs, fridges, audio systems, etc. But everything was an individual device.
Mm.
But now, with the fact that all of these devices are becoming internet-enabled, what we've got is that your whole house can now be connected to the internet and talk to itself. So therefore, houses are getting smarter and what information we can use there.
I guess with all of these devices potentially being connected to the internet, what are the issues around that, do you think?
Well, we see about three different levels of devices. You've got your traditional devices such as your PCs, your notebooks, and now your tablets and your smartphones. And I think people are now at a stage these days where they realise they need to have some form of security on there. But you've got the new devices. You've got things like TVs, webcams, fitness devices, fridges and washing machines. And what do we need to be careful about in the internet age with all of that? And the key fundamental for us is that what you need to think about with any device you use, either personally or in your home, is what data is it storing? If it's storing data that can identify myself personally, then that's something I've got to be careful about. But if it's just data that really doesn't matter if it gets into the wrong hands, then we don't need to potentially protect that.
So, I mean, for example, if my smart refrigerator that may hold a list of groceries that I need to buy. I shouldn't perhaps be too worried about that. But of course, my smartphone that holds all of my email addresses, personal photos, potentially financial information, that's what I do need to protect.
That's correct, Andy. But it's also to the other level that there are the devices in between. So we've also got things like TVs now. TVs are connected to the internet, so people are now doing internet banking at home on their TVs because they don't take their computers home. People also have their webcams connected into the internet so they can dial in and see their kids at home and make sure they're safe. But all of these kind of devices where personal data has been given out, you want to make sure that you lock those down and they're in a secure environment.
Okay, so how do we go about that?
This is something that we're working on today. So what you've got to be very careful about is whether or not your house is secure. So when it comes to things like banking, when it comes to things like online e-commerce, we're still suggesting that people do that on a device that they know that they can protect.
Yes.
There aren't many devices out there right at the moment that are securing the house, but we do believe that as an industry, you're going to start to see these kind of devices come out over the next 12 months.
Okay, and of course, I guess talking about your home network and everything, if your smart TV is connected to your Wi-Fi, of course, you're always recommending making sure that your home Wi-Fi is secure.
Yeah, definitely. So we recommend quality brands, and we also make sure that you're checking out your systems and credentials regularly to ensure that it hasn't been hacked.
How then would the choice of smartphone be linked into this growing trend of connected devices?
Well, with connected devices, we're also figuring out how you're actually going to manage those. And what we're finding with most people is they're providing applications that actually manage them via your smartphone. So an infected device might actually infect your smartphone or vice versa.
When it comes to going out and choosing a smartphone, what should I be thinking about?
Look, when you choose a smartphone device, you should be careful and you should choose something that you know is solid and secure. But there are a couple of, you know, simple little tricks that I think we can all do on our smartphones just to make them better. Some of them included that one of the key things I think people need to realise about smartphones is that they're mini computers. So we need to keep them up to date with the latest firmware and any updates of the applications that come through. So when an app gets put into an app store, they might find a bug or a virus in there and they'll release an update. So we need to consistently be upgrading to the latest versions. We also need to make sure that we back up all of our data and everything else that's on there. So you want to have a smartphone that has an ability to allow you to back up everything. And finally, we do definitely recommend to use security. If you think about the amount of information that you store in your smartphone and how many of those are lost or stolen every year, you're thinking how much data you're giving away to a criminal out there who picks up your phone and can read that data. So using a level of security on your phone is very, very important.
Absolutely. And do you think now that people are actually getting that message about internet security on their mobile handsets?
Look, we do believe it's picking up quite rapidly. Throughout 2013, we started selling our mobile security packages and they did well, but we're actually seeing quite an exponential growth. And I think the message is getting out there that when you actually sit back and you realise how much is on there and how easy it is to steal someone's identity, you really want to keep that information secure.
Tim, this is probably worth mentioning. I have noticed that there are a few free security solutions on the market for mobile devices. How do we compare those to perhaps something that Trend Micro offers?
A lot of security apps out there, what they do is they scan for viruses on the app itself, which is something that is very important. But there's so many different levels of security that you have to provide on a mobile device. It's about the privacy settings, which we believe is probably more critical. So an app with a virus will generally get removed by either Google or Apple from their stores. But something that's releasing too much information, like some apps ask for permissions to access your contact data, to access your photos, to access your GPS location. And if you click yes and accept that, then it gets sent off. So therefore, you need an app that's actually willing to work with you and actually give you details about how we use our mobile phones today.
Great. Now, of course, while we're talking smartphones, I know you always have some great tips in many areas of the mobile space. Any other sort of trends poking their head up at the moment that we should let users know about?
Well, the biggest trend that we see today and the message we're trying to get out there is that, you know, security on all devices these days is about more than antivirus. It's about identity theft. So therefore, we're asking people to sort of think about, it's not just whether I've got security on my notebook or my PC, but it's on any device that connects to the internet, and what I want to do is make sure that I hold the data that can identify me and have that protected.
Tim, always good to talk to you, and I guess for more information, people can check out trendmicro.com.au. Tim, thanks again.
Thanks, Andy.